This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Power outages were reported throughout Northwest Colorado this weekend. Heavy snow on the lines had Yampa Valley Electric crews working from west of Craig to Steamboat Springs and through South Route County. At one point, over 800 members were without power. There is an outage map so you can see how many are affected on the YVEA website. The Yampa Valley Housing Authority has turned off comments on their social media pages. A post on their Facebook page says they are a government agency which makes them unable to delete false, inaccurate, and prejudiced statements posted in the comment threads of our posts. So, no comments anymore on their pages. The post from YVHA says, "We'd like to apologize to members of the community who are interested in engaging in civil dialogue." They said to reach out directly if you have any questions. The Steamboat Springs School Board meets at 4:30 this afternoon at the middle school. Jason Peasley is on the agenda with an update from Yampa Valley Housing Authority and Brown Ranch. Route County Commissioners are having a combined meeting with Steamboat Springs City Council members this afternoon to hear about passenger rail. The Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Transportation, Shoshana Liu, will be making a presentation. The regular meeting for Route County Commissioners, that's Tuesday morning. Yampa Valley Regional Airport Director Kevin Booth is on the agenda. He'll be discussing uncollectible accounts where the airport is owed over $37,000. He'll also discuss with commissioners adding a safety officer. Route County Sheriff Doug Shearer will also speak with commissioners. Students at Steamboat Springs High School are celebrating snow coming this week, but also working on granting two wishes for two special younger students. Here is Steamboat Radio News intern Chloe Sachs with more on a special all-day assembly on Friday.
Students at the high school are working with Make-A-Wish Colorado to help two Steamboat Springs siblings. 6-year-old Otis and 8-year-old Eden have cystic fibrosis. They're hoping for a trip to Universal Studios in Florida. Otis wants to pet a raptor, and Eden wants to pet a snake somewhere tropical. Students are raising money to help them with the trip through Make-A-Wish at events this week, including at the Snow Coming Dance this Thursday. I'm Chloe Sachs reporting.
There is a mini cheer camp for future Moffat County Bulldog cheerleaders. It begins today. This is for kindergarten through sixth graders. There's a link to register on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first at local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.